proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Bronson, and it's my delight to have with us today Jackie Powell.
Shalom, Aaron, and thank you for having me.
So the Qumran, a group of people called the Essenes, famously live there. The Dead Sea Scrolls, why are they so important, especially to us as believers?
For me personally, because my whole life revolves around the Bible and the Word of God, and when I go there to the Dead Sea, when I go there to Qumran, I think of the fact that the Essenes, in 70 A.D., the Essenes knew that the Romans had just destroyed Jerusalem and that they were coming down to, on their way to Masada, to root out the last Jewish zealots at Masada. And when they did this, they were going to pass by Qumran, and they were no doubt going to kill the Essenes. And these Essene scribes, instead of fleeing for their lives or trying to protect themselves, the thing that they were concerned about was protecting the Dead Sea Scrolls, which many of them were copies of the Word of God. Not all of them. Some of them were other documents, but most of them were copies of the Word of God. And they wrapped these scrolls, put them in clay jars that they had made, and put them up in the limestone cliffs around the Dead Sea so that they would be preserved and the Romans would not find them, which they did not. And, of course, they were there for almost 2,000 years until Bedouins found them in 1946 and 47.
You have an article that you've written for Hebrew Nuggets called, what was the name of it?
I called it Scrolls, Scribes, and Scholars. And in that article, I talked about the fact of the Essenes hiding the scrolls and the scholars who later dug them up and found them, but also the fact of the accuracy of the Jewish scribes who have always copied the scriptures down through time, really, not just the Essenes, but all scribes. Because we have to remember that from the time that the Bible was originally written until 1472, when the printing press was invented, the scriptures were always copied by hand, by scribes. And these scribes were very meticulous in their copying. And when the Dead Sea Scrolls were found, they were 1,000 years older than the oldest scroll that we had at that time, which was the Aleppo Codex from around 980. And the Dead Sea Scrolls date back to all the way, some of them, to around 200 B.C. So that's over 1,000 years. But when they took the scroll of Isaiah, the great Isaiah scroll from the Dead Sea Scrolls, and they compared that to the Aleppo Codex, which was 1,000 years later, they found almost zero variations, mainly in spellings of names and things like that. And when you think about that being copied for 1,000 years and having no errors, it just gives me great confidence in the Word of God and to realize the great debt that Christians have to the Jewish people. Not only did they pen the scriptures, but they preserved them for us.
And I think that's extremely important. We need to really, I think, take time to appreciate that. Interesting history, interesting place at the Dead Sea. Again, we're talking with Jackie Powell and with Light for Israel. And probably one place, where can people find even that information, even the article that you wrote?
Well, I have another website I have opened, and it's called HebrewNuggets.org, and on that website I'm putting the Hebrew Nugget articles. There's no graphics and photos on there like there are in the email version, but it's just the words. But it is out there. And then of course, if you're really interested in seeing the graphics and the photos, you can email me through the Light for Israel website, and I will forward to you that original article. But you can always go to the HebrewNuggets.org, and I'm putting a lot of the articles there slowly. I don't have them all out there yet, but that is a goal.
Okay. And I tell you what, that is literally what we say, a gold mine of information. Again, thank you, Jackie, for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron. My pleasure.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.